I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and here are some of the stories from our newsroom. As health officials investigate five cases of measles at a suburban Chicago daycare facility, local doctors and administrators are reminding parents in St. Louis to confirm their child's vaccination records. The City of St. Louis's Health Department says the vaccination rate for kids in public and private school is 92% to 95%. It's more than 67% on average for kids in daycare. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay today reiterated his vow to veto a civilian review board bill if it includes the power to subpoena witnesses. A Board of Aldermen committee is considering two bills that would create a civilian police oversight board. One includes subpoena power and the other doesn't. And the oldest man on death row in Missouri is scheduled for execution next month for killing a deputy sheriff in Berry County in 1996. The Missouri Supreme Court today set an execution date of March 17th for 74-year-old Cecil Clayton. And you can learn more about these and other stories this afternoon on St. Louis Public Radio and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. And coming up a little bit later, Willis writer Arnold will join us with a look at several St. Louis musicians who've entered NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Contest. Well, today, the Sheldon Art Galleries opens the exhibition A World of Music, Africa, Asia, and Latin America, featuring instruments from the Hartenberger World Music Collection. That's a collection of over 25 instruments from around the world, valued at over $2 million. The entire collection was recently donated to the Sheldon by Aurelia and Jeff Hartenberger. Dr. Aurelia Hartenberger is an associate professor of music at the University of Missouri St. Louis and at Webster and Maryville Universities. And Olivia Las Gonzalez is director of the Sheldon Art Galleries. They both join us now. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Olivia, what is the significance of this collection to the Sheldon?
Well, it's of huge significance. It is a collection that we have shown over the years. And it meshes beautifully with the Sheldon's mission to show both visual arts and have musical concerts. So it kind of brings the two together, the fine art aspect and the music part. So it's really perfect for us. And it has a huge amount of educational value. One of the points of our mission is diversity, so it speaks to the wonderful cultural diversity of not only our community, but the world in general. So it has such a richness of possibility that I couldn't be more excited about having that collection reside now at the Sheldon.
You talk about a diversity, that's certainly true. Now, this part of the exhibit, or the exhibit that is going to open today, is Africa, Asia, and Latin America. But Aurelia, and I want to reiterate, over 2,500 instruments from around the world, so it's not just Africa, Asia, Latin America. Can you talk a little bit about the scope of it?
Well, the scope of it includes just about all continents in the world. And that's why I was so interested and so excited that the Sheldon would support this because of their world cultural arts focus and contribution to the community. But the instruments, they come from Africa and all parts of West Africa, East Africa, North Africa, South Africa. They come from Asia. And there we're talking about all cultures, many of the cultures in Asia, such as Japanese, Korean, even South India or South Asia, which is India. We have Latin America. And these are the three shows. We just selected a few of the instruments. Obviously, out of that many instruments, you couldn't show them all. But we have in Latin America, we have pre-Columbian.
So, I mean, some of these things go back, what, 3,000 years?
3,000 years. The oldest, my oldest instruments is the Olmec whistling mascot flute. And it is there. It's made out of jade. And so there's several instruments that are pre-Columbian. And then when we go to Latin America, we also take in the modern Guatemalan marimba. that is 8.5 octaves, so that's 9.5 feet long.
Gee.
So we have all kinds of instruments from these three cultures that we selected for this show.
Now, Olivia, will part of these be permanently displayed? I mean, I know that you're going to warehouse some of them off-site. So how do you plan to use them?
Right. Well, we plan on producing themed exhibits. So perhaps every year and a half or so, the shows will be up for about a year at a time. And so this is kind of the inaugural exhibit from the collection. Now that it's passed to us, we've done, I think, 4 I counted before this. So they won't be permanently on view because we will be creating new exhibits from time to time. And those, again, they'll remain up for a year. This one will remain up for a year.
Aurelia, you were nice enough to bring some with you today. You've got a box here. You've set 2 out on the table right now. What are we looking at?
We're looking at ocarinas from Latin America, in particular Mayan, Central America.
So are you able to demonstrate? These are small things that you can hold in your hand, not the 9-foot one. So,
right.
What can you tell me about that?
Well, this is a...
Looks like a little duck or something.
Yes, it's a bird ocarina from Guadalupe. And I'll show you, it's an ocarina. It's circular. It has 4 holes. And you can tell by the size, the next one is quite large. It's about 3 or 4 times large.
Looks like a little 4-legged creature.
Right. This is like a porcupine, it looks like.
How old are these 2?
These are not that old. They were 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that are in the show are all pre-Columbian, though.
And did you say, am I right, the 9-foot? Is that what you said?
Oh, we have a Guatemalan marimba that's 9.5 feet, and it's 8.5 octaves.
Are these instruments fairly delicate as far as how you have to handle them and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, I would say overall, as certainly they were played. I mean, the marimba was actively played by a group called Mayalandia.
Correct.
But the instrument was retired, and then Aurelia was able to purchase it for the collection.
One point I want to make, and we'll have some pictures on our website at some point later today of some of the instruments you brought, is what their appearance. I mean, they're beautiful. They're not just instruments. They're also works. I mean, you could set that on a shelf as a work of art, right? As a sculpture.
Exactly. And that's really my point with showing the pieces.
Wow. I'm looking at one that you've just pulled out. It looks like a seashell. It's been encased in silver.
And coral. It's from Nepal.
That looks like jewelry.
Yes, it does. It's from Nepal, and it's a shell horn.
Can you demonstrate?
Yes. That's it.
And I understand this is fascinating. We're talking with Aurelia Hartenberger. She and her husband Jeff have donated this huge collection of musical instruments to Sheldon. Olivia Las Gonzalez from the Sheldon is also here. And Aurelia, this all began at a garage sale? Is that?
Well, that's not specifically, but yes, when I first, my first instrument I collected was from a garage sale. And even though these are world instruments and world cultures, there are half the collection is European classical art instruments and American-made instruments that are historical.
Right. Well, so are you and Jeff just mega travelers in your life? Is that how this happened? I mean, you don't just happen to collect 2,500 instruments. So,
well, we've collected them various ways. This past summer, I was in South Africa and working with the Indibele people and the Zulu people, and you pick up instruments as you go. I also collected on the internet and through auctions, not only visiting, I'm with the American Musical Instruments Society, and they're all curators and of musical instruments, and I'm on that board, so we find out about collections.
So was your husband on board for this whole collection thing?
Yes, and he's an electrical engineer. Can you believe that?
And where did you keep all these?
Well, we did have some storage space, but many of them were in our home. So, you know, as I have three children, as each child left, we filled up a room.
See, these walk-in closets, basically. Well, what made you decide? I'm sure, personally, these mean a lot to you sentimentally, I would think, because they represent places you've been and yes. things like you're a musician yourself anyway. What was involved in the decision to let these go?
Well, I think like many collectors, you have, you start collecting and then the collection takes over. And I felt that I wanted to give something to the community back about the beauty of our humanity, and that was these musical instruments, and I thought the Sheldon was the most perfect place to do it.
And some of them, I might add, are like one of a kind, literally, right?
That's correct. That's correct. We have one or two of a kind, and they're from all over the world. You know, there's not that many Olmec whistles around today when they're 3,000 yeah. years old.
And Olivia, I think that some of these in time you plan to use in educational programs of some sort?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there are instruments that are really museum quality instruments that can't be played, and, you know, but there's also an educational level of instrument, and the Sheldon is actually actively working on a program that with partnering with the Science Center and Boeing to produce a program for teachers that shows kids how to design their own musical instruments using the STEM or STEAM with the arts added as well program.
So. The Sheldon Art Galleries presents A World of Music, Africa, Asia, and Latin America, instruments from the Hartenberger World Music Collection, opening today. In fact, there's a reception later between 5 and 7 at the Sheldon, which is on Washington, right off Grand here in the Arts Center. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Sheldon's website. And Olivia, briefly, there are a couple other exhibits that are opening today and running through May, I think.
Definitely. We have a Wallace Smith paintings exhibit and then a wonderful black and white photography exhibit by a Miami-based Cuban-born photographer named Mario Algase. So if you're a photo lover, you should definitely come down and see that. It's a gorgeous show.
And in March, something caught my eye, Bob Kramer's Marionettes.
Exactly. We've been working with Bob Kramer's Marionettes. There's a show will be in our children's art gallery that will hopefully appeal to both children and grown-ups. And we'll also have Bill Perry's drawings and a 50 Years of Kristner Architecture opening March 6th.
And Aurelia, did you keep any for home?
Just a couple. Just a couple.
Do you plan to still collect?
Oh, I'm still collecting.
So maybe there'll be some additions to the Sheldon
yeah,
collection
the
down the road.
Marimba was actually a recent addition.
Right.
That's Olivia Las Gonzalez, director of the Sheldon Art Galleries, and we've also been talking to Aurelia Hartenberger. She and her husband, Jeff, just made a very generous donation to the Sheldon of an incredible collection of instruments, and A World of Music opens at the Sheldon today, running through January the 2nd. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, some St. Louis musicians who have entered NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Contest. This is St. Louis Public Radio.